Section 5, The Airmail Planes, 1918 to 1921. Make your way back to the main gallery and you'll see the meticulously restored Curtiss Jenny, on loan from Fort Sill. As one of the most popular Allied fighter planes of World War I, the Jenny was used after the war in the civilian market. Along with other types of planes, such as the de Havilland DH-4, the JN-4H model of the Jenny flew the airmail at this airfield, with the male occupying the front seat and the pilot in the back. This Jenny is an earlier JN-4D model. Airmail pioneer Max Miller stands in front of the Jenny with the airmail scheduling board. Notice the heavy leather jacket and flight cap that protected the pilot from the elements. The goggles protected a pilot's eyes from debris and bugs, as well as the castor oil that continuously spewed from the early airplane engines. The scarf served as both protection and a rag for the early pilot. The exhibit case to the side of the Jenny displays many pictures and personal belongings of the early airmail pilots, as well as examples of the stamps and cancellations used by the Postal Service. On the other side of the plane, take control of the airmail simulator and fly a Jenny into College Park!